Shavi. The pasuk continues, Ki v'yachol Hashem elekecho, when Hashem your God will bring you el ha'aretz to the land. Asher atov shom el rishto, that you are coming over there to take possession of it. V'noshal goyim rabim miponecho, and Hashem will cast away many nations from before you. Hachiti v'hagirgoshi, ho'emori v'haknani v'haprizi v'hachivi v'hayavusi. Shiva goyim, the seven nations, rabim v'atsumim mimecho, that are more numerous and stronger than you. But still, even though they are rabim v'atzumim, unesanam Hashem elekecho lefanecho, Hashem will give them over into your hands, v'hikisam, and you will hit them. Hacharim, tacharim, oisam, you shall totally destroy them, and this is the mitzvah saseh of destroying the Shiva umais, the seven nations. Loisichrois lohem bris, you shall not seal a bris, a covenant with them, v'loisichonem. And Rashi tells us tupshatim in the word loisichonem in this lav. Either it comes from the word chen, favor, loisichonem, you shall not show them favor, they should not find favor in your eyes, you should not say, how beautiful is this kuzi, is this guy. Or the lashon of loisichonem comes from the word chania, encampment. Loisichonem, you shall not give them an encampment, you should not allow them to live in your land. Veloisischatinbam, you shall not intermarry with them. Bitcha, your daughter, loisitin levnoi, you shall not give to his son for marriage. Your daughter should not marry a non-Jewish man. Uvitoi, and his daughter, loisikach levnecha, you shall not take for your son. Your son should not marry a non-Jewish girl. Ki yosir es bincha meyacharai, because this non-Jewish man who will marry your daughter will cause your son, referring to their child, to turn away meyacharai from me. If your daughter will marry this guy who fathered this child will cause this child to turn away from me. And Rashi tells us that from here we see that if a Jewish girl marries a guy, then the son is Jewish. Since the pasuk, which is speaking about a Jewish girl who marries a guy, says, the pasuk says, Ki yosir es bincha, he, the non-Jewish father, will turn your son away from me. Since the Torah calls this child bincha, your son, we see that he is considered a Jew since his mother is Jewish. However, if your son will marry a non-Jewish girl, then their child will not be considered Jewish since his mother is not a Jew. So the pasuk says that this non-Jewish father will cause your son to turn away from me, v'ovdu, and they will worship Elohim Acherim, other gods, v'chora af Hashem bochem, and Hashem's anger will burn in you, v'shmidcha maher, and you will be destroyed quickly. Ki im koisas ulohem, but rather this is what you shall do to these goyim, mizbechoiseihem titoitsu, their mizbechois you shall break apart, umatzevoisom, and their pillars tishaberu, you shall smash. And Rashi tells us the reason why there are two different verbs, titoitsu and tishaberu, when speaking about the breaking of the mizbechois and the matzevois, that is because a mizbeach is made of many stones, therefore it uses a lashon of titoitsu to break apart. However, a matzeva, which is made of one stone, it says, Tishaberu, you shall smash. V'asherehem tikadeun, and their trees which they worship to, you shall cut down. Uvsilehem, and their carved images of Avodah Zarah, Tisrifum ba'esh, you shall burn in fire. Ki am kodesh atol Hashem alekecho, because you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. Becha in you, bachar Hashem alekecho, Hashem your God has chosen, Liois loy la'am segula, to be to him for a treasured nation, mikoil ho'amim, from all other nations, asher al paneho adomo, that are on the face of the earth. Loy mirubichem mikol ho'amim, not because you are more numerous than other nations, choshak Hashem bochem vayivcha bochem, did Hashem desire you and choose you, ki atem hama'at mikol ho'amim, because you are fewer than other nations. So why did Hashem choose you? Ki rather me'ahavas Hashem eschem, because Hashem loves you, u'mishomrei es hashvua, and because he has to keep the promise asher nishva la'avoseichem, that he swore to your fathers. Hoitzi Hashem eschem biyod chazoko, that is why he took you out with a strong arm. Vayiftecho mibeisu avodim, and he redeemed you from the house of slavery, mi'ad paro melech Mitzrayim, from the hand of Paro, the king of Mitzrayim. He did not desire you because you are more numerous, but rather for two reasons, because he loves you and because he has to keep the shvua to the avos. That is the simple pshat in the pasuk. However, Rashi tells us another pshat. Choshek Hashem, the reason why Hashem desired you is because loy mirubchem, you don't make yourself great and you do not boast yourself when Hashem bestows good upon you, but rather ki atem hama'at, you make yourself small and belittle yourself, like we find by Avram, who said, "Va'anoichi ofor va'efer, I am nothing, I am just dust and ashes," and by Moshe and Aharon, who said, "V'nachnu ma, what are we? We are nothing." unlike Hiram, Nebuchadnezzar, and Sancheirev, who compared themselves to a god. So the Pasuk is saying that the reason why Hashem desires you is because you make yourself small, you are humble, and also, like it says in Pasuk Ches, because Hashem loves you and has to keep His promise to the Avos. So according to this pshat, there are three reasons why Hashem desires you. Because you are humble, because Hashem loves you, and because of His shvua to the Avos. There is also an interesting Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, Perik Chavav, Pasuk Lamedvav, who quotes Rav Moshe HaDarshan, where over there he says that Klal Yisrael had 65 families in the Midbar. And that is pshat in the Pasuk. Ki atem hama'at, hey ma'at, you are five less mikol ha'amim from all the nations. Because the nations of the world number 70, and you are only 65 families. And the Pasuk continues, V'yodata, and you should know that Hashem is capable of doing all this good for you. Ki Hashem elekecha hu ha'elekim, because Hashem your God, He is the God, Hokel ha'ne'emon, the faithful and trustworthy God, Shomer ha'bris, who watches the bris, v'ha'chesed, and the kindness, lo'ayhavav, to the ones who serve Him out of love, u'lishomrei mitzvosav, and the ones who watches mitzvos out of yira, out of fear, le'elef dar, for 1,000 generations. And Rashi is bothered that earlier in the parasha, Perek Hei, Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk says that Hashem watches the chesed that a person does for 2,000 generations. So why over here does it only say le'elef dar for 1,000 generations? And Rashi answers, because in both of these psukim, the Torah mentions one who worships Hashem out of love and one who worships Hashem out of yira, out of fear. Le'oyhavai are referring to the people who serve Hashem out of love, u'lishomrei mitzvosav are the ones who serve Hashem out of yira. And obviously, the level of one who serves Hashem out of ahava is greater than somebody who serves Hashem out of yira. Therefore, the pasuk over there that says la'alofim, that Hashem watches the chesed for 2,000 generations, is written next to the word la'oyhavai, the ones who serve Hashem out of ahava. They will see reward for 2,000 generations. However, in this pasuk, the reward of la'elef dar for 1,000 generations is written next to the words u'lishomrei mitzvosav, the ones who watches mitzvos out of fear. And since that level is not as great as out of ahava, therefore the reward is only la'elef dar for 1,000 generations. U'mishalim l'sonov, and Hashem pays back reward to the ones who hate Him el ponov, in their lifetime. He gives them their reward in this world, la'avidoi, to destroy them in the next world. Lo ya'achel l'sonov, He does not delay giving schar to His enemies in this world. El ponov, in their lifetime, yishalim loy, He pays them back. V'shamarto es ha-mitzvah, and you shall watch the mitzvah, ves ha-chukim, ves ha-mishpotim, and the chukim and mishpotim, asher anoichi mitzavecha, that I am commanding you. As the Malbim explains, do the mitzvahs because anoichi mitzavecha, because I command you, not because of the reward. Because hayom la'asoysam, today is the time to do the mitzvahs, ulamachor, and in a future date, in olam haba, you will receive the schar. Hayom la'asoysam, ulamachor, la'olam haba, litoil scharam. The Goyim receive their reward in this world in order that Hashem should destroy them in Olam Haba. However, Klal Yisrael receives their reward in Olam Haba, where the reward is much, much greater than the reward of Olam Hazeh. Zok Rashi v'noshal, and Hashem will cast away the many nations. Lashon Hashlocha, it is an expression of throwing away v'hatoza, and shooting out. V'chein, and so it says in Devarim Yotes, v'noshal harbarzel, and the iron will shoot off the handle. Loisachonim, Zok Rashi, Loisitein lohem chein, you shall not give them favor. Asur loy la'odom loymar, it is asur for a person to say, Kamanoa kutizeh, how beautiful is this guy. Davar acher, another pshat, Loisitein lohem chaniya ba'oreth, do not allow them to have an encampment in the land. Do not allow them to live in Eretz Yisrael. Zok Rashi, ki yosir es bincho mi'acharai, he will turn away your son from me. Benoy shel kuti, the son of the goy, kishiyisa es bitcha, when he will marry your daughter, yosir, he will turn away es bincha, your son, asher teila le bitcha, that your daughter will give birth to, me'acharai, for me. Lomadnu, this teaches us, sheben bincha, the son of your daughter, haba minakuti, that was fathered by a non-Jewish man, karu bincha, is called your son, avo ben bincha, but your son's son, haba minakutis, who married a non-Jewish girl and had a child, this child is not called your son, rather, the child is called her son. Because it does not say concerning the non-Jewish girl, loisikach, you shall not take a non-Jewish girl, ki saser es bincha me'acharai, because she, the non-Jewish girl, will turn your son from me. Elo, rather the pasuk says, ki yaser es bincha, the non-Jewish man, the non-Jewish father, will turn your son away from me. From here we see that if the father is not Jewish and the mother is Jewish, the child is Jewish and the child is called bincha, your son. However, if the father is Jewish and the mother is not Jewish, then the son is not considered bincha, your son, but rather bina, her son. Because if the child has a non-Jewish mother, the child is not Jewish. Zok Rashi mizbechoy sehem der mizbechoy. And Rashi is bothered, why by mizbechoy does it say titoitun, you shall break apart, and by matzevos it says tishaberu, you shall smash. And Rashi answers, mizbechoy sehem shel binyan, because a mizbeach is constructed of many stones, and that's why the terminology titoitzu, you shall break apart, applies. However, matzevosam evanachas is one stone, and that is why the lashon of tishaberu, you shall smash, is used. Vashirehem, ilonoi she'ovdemoisam, trees that they worship. Ufisilehem, and their carved images, slumim of avodazara. Loi mirubchem zok Rashi, kipshuta, like the simple meaning. The reason why Hashem desires you is not because you are more numerous than the other nations, but rather because Hashem loves you and because He must keep the Shvuah to the Avos. Umidrasha, the Medrash says, Lefisha einatem magdilim atzmechem, kishani mashpil lochem toivo, because you do not boast yourself and make yourself great when I bestow goodness upon you. Lefika choshachti bochem, that is why I desire you. I desire you, loy mirubchem, because you do not make yourself big. Ki atem hama'at, I love you because you make yourself small. Hamema'atem atzmechem, you belittle yourselves. Kigon Avram, for example, Avram she'omar, who said, Va'onoichi ofar va'efer, all I am is dust and ashes. Ukigon Moshe v'Aharon, and like Moshe and Aharon, she'omru, who said, V'nachnu ma, what are we? We are nothing. Leike Nebuchadnezzar, unlike Nebuchadnezzar she'omar, who said, Adam elo elyoin, I am compared to Hashem, who is high above. V'sancheriv she'omar, and Sancheriv, who said, Mi b'chol eleheho arotzois, who is like me among all the gods of the world? V'chiram she'omar, and Chiram, who said, Oni, I am like a god, Moshev elekim yoshafti, I sat on the throne of Hashem. Ki atem hama'at, hare ki meshamech b'loshen deho. This word ki means because. I desire you because you make yourself humble. However, in the next pasuk, ki has a different meaning. Ki me'ahavas Hashem, hare ki meshamech b'loshen elo. This word ki means rather. Lo mirubchem choshek Hashem bochem, it is not because you are many that Hashem desires you. Elo, rather, me'ahavas Hashem eschem, it is because Hashem loves you. U'mishamrei es ha'shvua, machmashamrei es ha'shvua, because of watching the shvua. The mem of mishamrei does not mean from watching, but rather machmashamrei, because of watching the shvua. Hashem desires you because He loves you and because He has to keep His shvua to the avos. Le'elef dar, He does chesed for 1,000 generations. Freik Rashi u'lehalon, and earlier Hu Omer, the pasuk says la'alofim, for 2,000 generations. And for Rashi, Kan over here, Shu Samach Eitel L'Shomre Mitzvoisav, where the word Le'elef Dar, 1,000 generations, is written next to the words Shomre Mitzvoisav, that means Ha'oisim Meira, the ones who worship Hashem out of fear. Over there it says, Hu Omer Le'elef, that's when it is, 1,000 generations. However, Ulahalon earlier, Shu Samach Eitel L'Oyhavav, where the word La'alofim is written next to the word Oyhavai, which means the ones who love Hashem, Ha'oisim Me'ahavav, the ones who do His mitzvahs out of love, Shescharim Yoiser Gadol, whose reward is greater. Hu Omer, over there it says La'alofim, for 2,000 generations. La'oyhavav, the ones who love Him. Elu Ha'oisim Me'ahavav, this is referring to the ones who do the mitzvahs out of love. Ulishomer Mitzvoisav, and the ones who watch His mitzvahs. Elu Ha'oisim Me'ira, these are the ones, the people that worship Hashem out of fear. U'mishalim L'soinov Elponov, and He pays His enemies Elponov, that means Bechayov, in their lifetime. Mishalim L'gmulei Hatoy, He pays them their good reward. Kidei, in order la'avidoi min ha'olam haba, to destroy them from olam haba. However, you Klal Yisrael, hayoim la'asoisam, today is the day to do the mitzvahs, ulamachar, and at a future time, la'olam haba, in the next world, litoil scharam, you will take their reward.